In the studio is the executive director of the Mexico Area Chamber of Commerce, Dana Keller, and good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt.
Glad to have you in here this morning, as it is going to be a big weekend in Mexico. Everybody's getting ready for the holidays. The Christmas parade, I think, gets everything kicked off, correct?
Yes, we love the Christmas parade. This is the chamber, well, we started in 2017, I think, coordinating, and have done it annually ever since. And since we've started in 2017, this is certainly the biggest that we've ever had. So we're really excited.
That is outstanding. Can we talk about the Grand Marshal in the parade this morning or no?
Oh, we sure can.
Okay.
So we typically have Miss Missouri and our mayor be our Grand Marshals for our parade. Miss Missouri is committed otherwise on Saturday. And the mayor is going to be on the City of Mexico's float, which we're super excited the city is participating this year. So we have a very special Grand Marshal, Miss Marge Graff, a 90-year-old business owner, business leader, boss, is going to ride in the parade for us. We thought that was especially fun because she, as I said, is turning 90 here just in a couple days. So we're very excited to have Marge be our Grand Marshal this year.
That will be very awesome. I know there are a lot of other things that will be going on Saturday. As a matter of fact, a special visitor at the chamber?
We do. Santa's going to ride in our parade at 10 a.m. and then he always gets dropped off at the Chamber of Commerce, and he'll be in the chamber vault from 10:30 until 1. And then he will be there the following Saturday from 10 to 1. And those are the only two times Santa will be downtown. So we need you to get your letters dropped off in the mailbox in front of the chamber. And then we need you to hop on in and visit and let him know what you'd like. We've got a big, giant, beautiful tree thanks to the help of Mark DeJanes. So there's great places to take photos and just a fun environment to visit with old St. Nick.
Saw a picture of that tree on Facebook yesterday. Everybody should check that out on the Chamber's Facebook page. It looks absolutely gorgeous once again this year.
It's 14 feet tall.
Wow, that is amazing. Now, Santa will probably work up an appetite in the parade, so that means he's going to need to have some breakfast. He'll be having breakfast over at St. Brendan's on Saturday morning, is that right?
Yes, breakfast with Santa is from 8 to 9:30, so he can fill up and then be ready to do his task for the day. On top of that, Santa will be visiting at Seidenstricker's from 9 to noon, and then after that, everybody can take a big old nap and then meet up for the tree lighting at United Credit Union. The activities there start at 4 o'clock. So it's an exciting Saturday, and it looks like the next couple weeks are going to be full of all kinds of good things to do.
No doubt about it. If everybody wants to see the complete schedule, I think that's on your Facebook page as well.
It is on the Chamber Facebook page. And, you know, again, you can feel free to stop by the Chamber after the parade and pick one of those schedules up. This year's parade, we have everything from single vehicles and walkers all the way up to a 75-foot float. So
wow.
It's going to be very exciting, I think.
I have to get my letter written to Santa. I'm asking for bacon again this year and drop that off over at the mailbox by the chamber. So.
Absolutely. It's really important to note that you don't drop your taxes off in the Santa mailbox. He won't pay them, and that's happened from time to time.
Right.
I've had to visit that Santa mailbox on New Year's Eve to retrieve some tax payments. So that doesn't work out well.
Yep, just letters to Santa, no tax information going in the mailbox.
That's right.
Well, I want to wish you the best of luck on all the festivities this Saturday, and as always, thanks for taking some time out with us.
We love to be here. Thank you so much.